Yeah.
What was that like?
We dig a big hole in the ground, just so many feet wide and square. And just as deep as you want to, but we dig them deep enough where we could stand up in them. Mm-hmm. I guess about six and a half foot. and we put the poles up there and put dirt on top of them poles. Mm-hmm. And that's what we call a storm house. That was what we kept our tasers and stuff in, and when it come a storm, we'd go in there. We call them a storm house.
Uh-huh. And say if you were raising cotton, you say cotton would grow out in a
field.
In the field?
Uh-huh. What about something smaller than a field that maybe potatoes would grow in?
We call it a truck patch.
A what?
Truck patch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we call them truck patches.
What would grow in a truck patch?
We would grow taters, peas, cucumbers, and watermelon. We used to grow cane.
Mm-hmm.
We call it to make syrup.
Mm-hmm.
You ever eaten in the sorghum syrup?
I don't think so.
We used to make them by the barrel. We'd have two barrels every year.
Uh-huh.
And we'd grow our own peas, own hogs. And we would kill one calf, but we would have a hog apiece. And we had all them what you call in the smoke out. And we would smoke it and chew it out so it would last all year.
Uh-huh. The stuff and that you grew in the truck patch, did you grow that to sell? No, we just
growed it for sale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we just raised our own some of these. Now, we didn't sell nothing like that in them days, but
mm-hmm.
Later on in up in the 30s, we began to sell stuff like that. We call it truck patch.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the syrup. What about something similar to syrup?
We always call them molasses.
Uh-huh.
We didn't call them syrup. We call them molasses.
What's the difference? Or is there any difference?
It's no different, but it was that what you call a homemade syrup.
Uh-huh.
You never seen them made?
How would you make it?
They would build them a furnace out of brick and leave one end of it open, and then they'd set a pan up on top of it and had a whole bunch of little trees about that wide.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd make your paddle with a stick in the middle of it, and when you fill that pan with juice, it always started cooking on one end before it do the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd go make syrup. On one end. On that hot end, it's going to always be way ahead of it. And so you just start to push it from one to the on every other one, well, it had an opening on the end. So you push it up there, and it would come around in this other pan. You put it on down, push it on up the next one. Just keep it going until you get it on up to the front. And after it cooks along, well, then it'd be turned to syrup. And so we always call it sorghum molasses.
Mm-hmm.
And they were good too, better than any you can get now.
Do you ever hear called long sweetening and short sweetening?
No, but we had different kind of cane. We had a ribbon cane and we had a sorghum cane.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you could make syrup out of either one, out of each one of them. A ribbon cane syrup and a sorghum syrup.
Mm-hmm.
But the ribbon cane syrup was a whole lot sweeter than the sorghum syrup.
You mentioned a barrel. The things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place. You call
them the barn?
Or another name for that.
A hoop?
Uh-huh. But something smaller than a barrel would be a
keg.
Did you, how would you get the syrup out of the barrel?
Well, we'd get a faucet and screw it in the barrel. And when you get ready to get the syrup out, well, you can lay the barrel down and mash a little old handle on top of it to open the faucet up before it can run on out.
Uh-huh.